we've heard from across the state, many people are entering the adult education program that prepares them to take the GED. I was recently out in Joplin, and the class site was filled. They had several dozen people who were there. Many of them were dislocated workers. I talked to one of the teachers, and he told me that he has been conducting classes on site at some of the factories that are beginning to scale back, and that there is a real response to it, primarily because these people were grandfathered into their position, and now they don't have a high school credential or a GED, and so have to go back to get that in order to get a better job. Or to get a job, I guess is the point.
How much do you have any feel for how much education these folks need to get before they can get their GED? I assume it kind of runs the gamut.
Yeah, it really does. It can be a pretty widespread picture. Many people, however, are dropped out after, you know, just before they were ready to graduate. They probably were 16 or 17, thought they knew better. And then when they got out into the world, they could get by. But now when they are faced with having that piece of paper, it's a little different. But nobody comes to us as a tabula rasa. They've all benefited from their educational experience, so it's just picking them up from that point and moving them on. The adult education program has a number of ways of helping them. One of the best being an assessment called the TABE, T-A-B-E, Test of Adult Basic Education, and that will create an individualized educational program for them. It assesses their skills and finds out what they are deficient in order to be successful and take the GED and earn a certificate.
Do very many of these folks get the GED with the intention of being able then to go on to college?
The stated goal of about 60% of the people who take the test is that they want to go on to college. Some of them take a few courses. Some of them are still deficient in some of the skill areas that they're spending a lot of their time and money on courses that will bring them up to speed and so therefore get discouraged. But there are a number who do go on to college. We just talked to a man who was in today to get his transcript. He has finished community college and has now working on a baccalaureate degree, and he's looking to be accepted into law school. So there are some very positive stories that are out there. And the main thing is to bring that person to where they can accomplish the goals they've set for themselves, whether it's learning to read so that they can share with their grandchildren or getting their high school diploma so they can go on to school or get a better job.
I guess there's nothing like a financial crisis to really underline the value of a high school diploma of some kind.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we can chart the economy or vice versa by the number of people who are coming to us. I mean, there's a very high correlation between those two.
How do you keep your statistics? Do you do it on a regular school year basis or a calendar year?
We do both.
Okay. Do you have any numbers off the top of your head on the number of people, for example, that have gotten their GEDs so far this year?
Well, in the last calendar year, we had about 12,000 people who took the test, and about a little over 9,000 earned a certificate. And that's been running at that for for several years now. But we're seeing a real increase in people who are coming through the adult education program month by month. I saw the biggest increase last month. I'm anticipating probably this month we'll see another large increase. They're out there in the pipeline. They'll slowly get to us as they reach their level and are able to sit for the test successfully.
You know, I've taken a look at some of the GED tests, and they're a lot tougher than many people, probably realize, aren't they?
They are. They are normed against high school seniors in the last semester before they take before they get their diploma, and it's normed so that two out of five seniors would not be successful.
Wow,
on the first time through.
That's pretty tough.
Yeah, it is.
Wow. Wow. How's the funding for the program? Are you able to keep up with demand?
We have not had any funding in the 40 or so years that the program has been on board. What we have done is received state money through adult education because we are one of their outcomes. At the last legislative session just ended, we had a bill that successfully went through as waiting for the governor's signature that would create for us a revolving fund so that the monies we take in for applications and so forth can be rolled over from one year to the next to pay for the leasing of the tests, the scoring of them, and for our office to be maintained. Now that won't go into effect until next year. It wouldn't have the money behind it, but that's a step in the right direction.
But you do have capacity where you could have more people in the program if
yes,
there were more
we could.
Now, it just occurred to me a minute ago while you were talking. Missouri's Hispanic population has grown a great deal, and a lot of these folks who come up here to work in processing factories of one kind or another, I imagine, probably
right.
are a little bit short in their education. Are you seeing any demographic changes in the program?
Well, we see it primarily through a program called the Missouri Option Program, which is specifically for young people enrolled in school who are in serious have a serious problem of dropping out because they don't have significant number of credit hours that they'll be able to graduate with their class. And these at-risk students are able to take take a class called the Missouri Option Program. It's 15 hours of classwork plus a similar number of hours either at a vo-tech school or in a job site that will give them some workplace skills. And if they're successful with the GED, they are given a high school diploma. They have to meet a number of other criteria as well, counseling being one of them. We're seeing a significant number there because federal law mandates that if they are here without documentation but they're enrolled in school, they would be eligible for that program. The problem with the other undocumented workers is that many of them cannot get a Missouri driver's license and so therefore we have to have an ID that identifies them. That's what's set by the State Board of Education. But we do have a certain number. The number has not been huge in Missouri, however.
Have you been stepping up the number of test dates and test locations and things like that?
Yes, we have been. We have been going every week here in our office and in many of our other sites across the state. I spent 3 days out in Kansas City helping them to test some students who weren't going to be able to make it through the system because they hadn't planned well enough, but we tested 100 people in those 3 days out there.
What's the average length of time that a person is involved in the GED program?
It will vary to a great extent. Recent dropouts are pretty well prepared to take the test, although they do face that factor that two out of five high school graduates wouldn't make it. Others can take a longer term. It's hard to put a line on it. However, we have known in the past that it could be up to 100 hours that they would have to use in preparation, depending on where they came from. There are some of our adult education programs across the state that have an innovative program that is kind of a short-term process to review the materials on the test, and they boil it down to about 15 hours. But I can't see it going much lower than that. That would be pretty hard to pack all that information into that time frame.
You okay on the number of teachers or people heading up these programs?
Well, we always have a need for teachers. We are heavily dependent in the field on people who are either currently teaching or have retired. And there's always a turnover because that, you know, you come to a point where you just get kind of worn out. There is a real reward for most of these people simply in seeing those students, the light come on in their eyes and to realize that they have some worth, some value, see their self-esteem rise when they have finally completed the task and they stand with that certificate in their hand.
Well, how long have we been doing this? This is a long, long time program.
Yeah, the GED is 65 years old.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, it initially started back at the end of World War II when servicemen were returning home from the overseas, and they needed some means of getting them, into the workplace and into college. And initially, it was a GI operation entirely. It was the military. Back in the 50s, the state of New York said we ought to be making this available to everybody, and eventually it did come about that it became a civilian test under the auspices of the American Council on Education in Washington. That's a consortium of college and university presidents. Now it's accepted nationwide, really worldwide, as a standard for a baseline for high school equivalency.
Terrific. Well, I wanted to check in. I just got to thinking about this in one
sure.
of my idle moments. That surely with the economy being down. Oh, one other thing I want to ask you about. This bill that was passed by the legislature this year, the education bill.
Right.
That says kids can't drop out until they're 17. Or yeah. is that a kink you have to get over?
Well, it is only in the sense that they put an or in the... In the legislation, it says 17 or have 16 hours of credit. It would probably be very difficult for most students to have accumulated 16 hours of credit out of the 24 required by the state in under age 17, unless they were really hard at the task. And a lot of the people that we see, that's been their problem. They have not had the initiative or have not had the parental support or whatever it would take to keep them in school. There are a lot of problems that keep them away. And not all the people that take the GED are the difficult students. Many of them just have not been challenged for one reason or another. But yes, it will make a difference. That would pretty much preclude most 16-year-olds. Homeschoolers will be another question. It says that they have to have 16 hours and that the person who's responsible for checking that out is the county prosecutor. Well, that's a job they may or may not relish. I don't know that they would, but probably we will see a smaller number of younger students coming in, and it will jack that age up a bit. It will require a little reshuffling of things for us, but really the primary source of people who come to take the GED are those who are aged 24 to 26. That's when they hit the ceiling and discover that they don't have what it takes to stay the course and get a good job that will be able to support their family.
But this is something you can take care of pretty much internally. The legislature
yes.
doesn't have to do anything.
No. We'll do it through the State Board of Education.